What are your big dreams? Big, audacious dreams. Ridiculous dreams, you know? What are they? When you have little children and they're dreaming and dreaming, and you tell them, you know, you can do anything, right? My daughter came up to me and she had a bad eye, a lazy eye, and of course she has a patch. And she's 4 years old and she's pulling at the patch and she's got mud all over her and she's long hair everywhere. And she said, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, am I the most beautiful girl in the world? And Daddy, 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 do you think, in fact, in the future, I could win a competition for being the prettiest girl in the world?" So I look at her. And she looks at me. I said, "Not at all. Forget it. You're ugly. You have no chance. You know, you're ugly like your mother." I mean, is that what you do? Of course not. You say, "Of course you are. You know, you can do anything you like once you dream." And our job this week, these few days, is to dream. And as we go across to see the Alltech experience in the exhibition park, you will see our dream for the future. And you'll see the form of the future, which will be vertical, not horizontal. And this form of the future with methane digesters and algae collecting the carbon dioxide and converting it into oxygen, because it's algae that gives us our oxygen, not the rainforest. Dream. So what is your dream? And then dare. Dare to do it. That's the problem. You know? See, you do it and you fail. Who cares? If you do a PhD or a master's degree or an undergraduate degree, the first thing they'll tell you is you have to dare. You have to push yourself out beyond the boundaries. So dream, big dreams, and dare to try and make them happen. Desire. You got to want to make it happen. You've got to have passion. You've got to desire to make it happen. Let me tell you, they tell me about me running every morning, and I do. Well, let me tell you, I don't desire to run every morning, but I know I have to. And any of you who are staying in the Golf Hotel, I would like you to do one of two things tomorrow morning. Come running with me at 5. Or at 5:15, 5:20, take your camera and see me panting and puffing and as I come up the hill. But I desire to do it. Decide. I mean, come on. What have you got to lose? But decide to do it. Whatever it is. Just decide, just like I told my little girl. You know, you can do anything. But you have to start with that decision. And then you have to dedicate. I think it was Einstein said that the definition of genius is 98% perspiration. And 2% inspiration. So you have to dedicate. So there they are. You dream, you dare, you desire, you decide, you dedicate. They're the 5 D's. And most of my people know about the 5 D's. And most of my people every morning get what we call a 1 minute charge. And in that 1 minute charge, 1 minute message, we're telling them something about these 5 D's. And we've been doing it for 10 or 15 years. And they go right across the world. And I go to see any of them in our 128 countries where we work. And they'll say, I liked this morning's 1 minute charge. Because back to our friend Einstein. Einstein said, as he looked at the 5 D's. He didn't need the five D's. But what did he say? He said, look, if you do what you always did and you expect to get something different, it's crazy. So don't do what you always did and expect to get something different. So this couple of days, let's do something different. Let's break out. Let's have our five D's. Let's dream. Let's talk. Let's interact. And you too will discover, if you haven't already, what an amazing world it is and what amazing opportunities we have. So in this meeting, let's think like an Einstein. Let's think what he said. He said he wasn't the smartest guy in the world. He said that again and again. Now, I thought it was, to me, all the stuff he did was pretty smart. He said, I'm the most curious. So let's be curious, like the child, the five-year-old child, and like Einstein. Let's dream. Thank you. Thank you.